When the land became filled with forests and woods, a dense darkness, dubious and doubts, dissensions and debates and dialectics, Sri Bhagavan took pity on the land. And he appeared, Sri Arunachaleshwar ship, picked up a 16-year-old boy in Madurai named Venkatraman, gave him death experience in July 1896. He thought he was going to die. But only the body was going to die. Body will be cremated. But the I, eternal, it will remain. He became a self-realized boy. Very soon, on Saturday morning, August 29, Saturday, 1896, wrote a letter, left in Madurai for his brother, took 3 rupees, went to Madurai railroad station to catch the train. Fortunately, the noon train was late. He bought the ticket, got on the train. In Bhilupuram Junction, Madras, he got down. Went to the town, looked for a hotel, looked. Food was not ready yet. The hotel owner saw him, served him food at noon. He paid, tried to pay him 2 or 3 annas. The hotel owner was touched by the youth's face or appearance or innocence or simplicity or know nothing, approach, attitude. He walked on the railroad track. Somewhere he came during the night in a temple. He stayed. He saw Sri Arunachala shining 15 or 20 miles away from Thiruvannamalai. He was hungry, he was tired. The priest, the temple worshippers, won't serve him food. They crossed the river, went to other part to do the worship. He also followed them. The drummer took pity on him. His share of food gave him. He ate. While walking, he fell down. He was tired. This. In the morning, he got up, approached the door. It was Lord Krishna's birthday. The lady thought Sri Krishna had appeared. Feed the boy, give him some food. The boy had gold bangles in his ears. He mortgaged both the gold bangles with the lady. Lady wrote her address and name. He took the change, went to the railway station, on the night of 31st August, Monday, 1896. Early in the morning, September 1st, Tuesday, 1896, landed at Thiruvannamalai railway station. He was not walking, he was not thinking. He was being blown like a dry leaf in the heavy wind or air, a typhoon, a tempest, whatever may call it. He approached that early in the morning the whole town, the whole world was asleep. The front gates opened. He found them open automatically. He walked, went to Sanctum Sanctorum of the Lord, Arunachaleshwara. In the doors there, no one were available, open. He went, presented himself, "At thy command, O my father, I have come." From that moment, the boy threw away all his clothes, except the lamoti, the money, the mortgage slip, everything he threw in the pond. The barber saw him. Hey boy, do you want to be saved? Come on. He saved his head. As soon as his head was shaved, a heavy rain fell down. Fell. So this way he bathed, he was washed. From then on, in the underground of that Lord Arunachaleshwara temple, he spent 2 years. Children were throwing stones at him. His whole body became the homes of insects, blood and pies and other things. Then someone picked him up from the underground, began to look after him, began to serve him. The prasad, the milk, was offered at the Lord. From then on, from 1896, September, he spent time here, there, everywhere. Then he became known as the Brahman Swami. His father was a very famous lawyer in Tiruchushi, his birthplace, about 20 or 30 miles from Madurai. His wife kept her home open for all people for food and shelter. He was a very well-known pious lawyer. Even the robbers and thieves and others could see him riding in his bullock cart. They would leave the road. He passed away in 1892, from where the boy studied and left. This way the Brahman Swami, the name, became more and more and more known. For 2 or 3 years, his mother didn't know where he was. When some visitor from Madurai saw him talking, discoursing, teaching Vedanta, the Bhagavad Gita, I said, "Oh, this boy, he's just a boy, and he's talking so high, so deep, without the least hesitation." He went back to Madurai, reported the good news.
to his mother.
Mother came, wept, entreated, wept, come back. He refused, he didn't. Someone was moved, people requested the Brahman Swami, at least say something to mother. He wrote, the Lord controls the whole thing. From then on, he moved in the Arunachal Mountain. This is the oldest, I cannot say in the world, but in the India, in India and South. Very old. All the scientists and others have tried to examine its stone. I've come back very old. This mountain is Lord Shiva himself in the form of the mountain so that people can worship, abide in him. All around there, in that area, there was a Ganpati, a Ganesh, Ganpati Muni, as a boy, as a five-year-old boy, his father named him Ganpati. He became the treasure house, the Vedas and Upanishads and other Sanskrit was in the Sanskrit literature, Sanskrit poetry on the tip of his tongue. He had done plenty of mantra, jap, tyag, tapasya. He was discontent, not at peace. He had seen the Brahman Swami on the southern hill of Sri Arunachal, had interpreted the meaning of Shuklam Vardharam Vishnum Shashi Varnam Chaturbhujam Prasanna Vadanam Dhyayet Sarvignopishramte. One day he was assailed by pain, troubles, doubts. He remembered that Brahman Swami at midday, little after noon. He climbed. Brahman Swami was sitting outside alone. Prostrated, said, all the scriptures that had to be read, I have read. All the mantras jap have to be done, I have done. But still I have no peace. Please save me. The Brahman Swami took little time, maybe at least 15 minutes or so, gazed at him. Then in Tamil, he told him, the English translation is simple, watch where the sound is coming from you. When you recite a mantra, when you sing a song of prayer, watch where it is emanating from your heart. Put your attention on that. That is dharma, that is tapasya, that is all. All his doubts, dissensions and debates were washed away that day. From the attendant, he inquired about his name, Venkat Raman. He cut out Venkat and told him, Maharshi, Sri Raman, Maharshi, Maharshi, Sri Raman. He is the man who named him Bhagavan Sri Raman Maharshi. Sri Bhagavan's teaching is simple. Who am I? Main kaun hoon? Pay attention on that. Whatever land, whatever name, crime, club, caste, creed you belong to. But there is something within you when you speak, you breathe, you talk, you think, that comes from the heart. The spiritual heart is on the right side. Just pay attention on that. Do your duty, do your work. It is said, Sri Bhagavan has given me, when the forest and darkness cover the land, once Adi Shankar, Bhagavan Shankaracharya came to lift India from the grave of darkness. And so, in 19th century, Sri Bhagavan Raman, Lord Arunachaleshwar, brought him into the world to teach, not by preaching, not by talking, simply by sitting calm and quiet. He welcomed the people, he talked to them, he removed their doubts. People from whatever grounds, whatever levels came to him, did his best to all single, whoever came. Sri Bhagavan and Maharshi always emphasized, take one name, by whatever name you have, take, concentrate on that. Whatever the picture of God you have, God will appear to you with that picture. What more? You don't have to retire to a forest, renounce your work. Here you will remember who Sri Bhagavan has given me, added 700 verses the Lord Krishna gave the word to Arjuna. He said, hey Arjuna, one, wake up, march, move. Once it rises, what? Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mam nusmar judhyascha. So at all times remembering me, march on, work on, move on. There is no time. That is the whole meaning, gist of the Bhagavad Gita. There is no time to sit idle, to cry, to waste time. That is it. So, Bhagavan Sri Raman Maharshi, he came to give the word, not to give, to remind them, it has remained. Sir, we are in Sri Jagannath Ji, Puri, that great English man from England, who showered light, plenty of light on India, Sir John Woodruff, who has written books on India, Bharat Shakti, Bharat Dharma, Tantra, which had become a black magic, black discipline. He was Chief Justice of Calcutta High Court, during the Buddhist rule, but in his private life he studied. And Indians will be very proud, very fortunate to read his writings. He went all over Europe and England, being the British and Britons resented him, tried to prevent him to talk on the height, on the spiritual life of India. And here he was in Sri Jagannath Puri, in his book he had given name. He said, India is the heart of the world. Look at the map, he said. India is the heart. India is the spiritual heart. The whole India, the whole world is scattered out. But this is the root. This is the center from which go. What is? So many invasions came. They cut down big trees. They demolished temples and other things. But Sanatana Dharma is like that grass, what we call dew. No typhoon, no tempest can wash it away. It is struck with the ground, it remains. The faith in India has remained struck that way with people, with the villagers, with all of them. Then the incarnation of Gandhiji came to liberate India from the foreign rule. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi said, on the death of Gandhiji, you know, when the time came, Lord Rama was demanded, now sir, your mission is up, you should return. Same happened with Krishna. So the time came, he was born for the liberation of India. A time came, and there was no purpose, no meaning for him to be in the body. The Lord called him back to his place. So this is not a tool for us. Sri Jagannathji pulled us in New York without knowing anything. Reading a book, there is a story. My father, I am already 81 and a half years old. My mother used to talk in my childhood. The pilgrims come, used to come to Sri Jagannathji on foot. They were returning home. And he suffered with the diarrhea and fell down. Mother used to say, the vultures and others used to fly around. And those pilgrims who fell down, if they were alive, they had not lost life, vultures would eat them up. I remember this verse very clearly. As it in my childhood, my mother said, the Divine Mother slapped my father in this Ekthappar Mara. The man was consciousless. He sat down, he got energy back, and his fellow pilgrims, he joined them. That is how he returned to home. So seemed to say, he brought him back. So recently I read a children's book. My grandchildren, Saraswati is 10 years old. She was 10 last Sunday, June 26. Other grandchild is Parvati, 6 and a half years old, born 1988, 6th January. A third is Sri Ramchandra Ji. He is 3 and a half years old, a boy. from the age of one, when he could sit in the shrine, we have the room where I sit, we sit. He used to come with his eyes closed, he used to sit. He never looked like a child or a boy. He gave things to friends. Don't think I'm a boy. I know all those things. I may act like this. Yes. These three, they see Mahabharata in video, they see Ramayana, they always talk. They will ask me many questions. Hey, what did you see in Sri Jagannathji? Tell us. Where are the pictures? Where are the pictures? What did you see at Setu Bandarameswaram? Did you see Shiva? Did you see? That is also the story. I have never thought of going to Setu Bandarameswaram, though from my childhood I have read Sri Ramcharitamanas, Vinaya Patrika, or Goswami Tulsidas. And she, while reading, as I see Sri Bhagavan is sitting before Shiva, I pulled me. That is how Ramji, Ram Bahadur, Arthur, Chandramoliswar, we went to Setu Bandarameswaram, then Sri Jagannath. Jagannath Ji is not a stone or a statue. What people think, people say God. I said, in a simple way, you say, what? Are you dead? You are talking about God? What makes you talk? In a simple way, not in angry way, but what? Shri Bhagavan says, Sansyatma Vinashati Sardhavan Lavate Jnana. So, Sardha, faith. It is Sri Jagannath Ji who has brought us here. We are not used to talking. It is said by my friends. That is very difficult to make me talk. But they also say it is very difficult to stop me from talking. Once I stop, no hurricane can stop me. East or west, north or south, does not matter. Done.